All right. So he has to consider there's a book there. Then he has to consider that he has moved across to there. And he has to consider that all these things are taking place. And if he considers them, then he has time. Time is the collection of particles. Now, the time that we're dealing with is a time with which we can stay in good agreement. So therefore, it's a uniform rate of change. In other words, we're considering and considering and considering and considering and considering. Now, we could be doing it very rapidly with regard to a particle in the wall. We consider that it's there. And let's say the wall is being pulled this way. We consider this there, there, there. In other words, we keep considering that that particle is coming closer. But it takes a brand new consideration every time to have a particle have a space to move it into. I've got that. Every time you see a particle move, actually somewhere, in some automatic fashion, and so on, we don't care about the mechanism. You have to consider space, particle, position. Space, particle, position. Space, particle, position. Space, particle, position. You get motion. If you look at an airplane going overhead and you're seeing that airplane, if you just see it go overhead, you'll have to be saying space, airplane, position. Space, airplane, position. Space, airplane, position. Space, airplane, and you'll see a jet plane go across the sky. But if you aren't at least in contact with the automaticity which is doing this, if you aren't at least agreed to this, you won't see any airplane go across the sky. You won't have any space, and it certainly will have no position. Now, what happens to an individual when his time factor starts to go to pieces? He gets stuck in time. He gets stuck at those moments when he is sufficiently rattled, confused, or upset. In other words, he is given a new consideration that all is confused. And he doesn't at that moment have time to make new considerations that there is time, or agree with the fact there is time, or he resents the fact that there is time. And so he loses time, so he gets stuck on the time track. It isn't energy that sticks anybody on the time track. It's this fact. Somebody told him to move, and he resented it. So he didn't move. Somebody told him to stay still, one way or the other. He resented it. So he didn't move. What's he done? He has fallen out of agreement about the progress of particles. Communication itself has been used to shift his consideration about considerations. Somebody demonstrates to him completely that they are time. They tell him to stay in one place. You can demonstrate that to an individual very easily with a bullet. He's going ahead, beautiful automaticity. He's just mocking up things flying here and things flying there, and regiments of soldiers marching here and marching there. And one way or another, why, he's just as much part of the enemy as he is part of himself, but he's got a new consideration that he is part of himself. And this bullet comes through space, and if he were able to see it, a Civil War cannonball, for instance, he could have seen very easily. They only traveled about 60 miles an hour. And he would have done this space particle position, you know, space cannonball position, space cannonball position, space cannonball position, space, boom. He has just considered himself into a complete confusion, hasn't he? He's considered himself right on down the line to an impact. So he says after a while, now look, the best thing to do when you see anything that even faintly resembles a cannonball, you don't say space particle position, space particle position. No, you don't. You say nothing. Fellows learn to keep his mouth shut. We don't see cannonballs. Nope.